Nicely with Martin Besser.
It is my great privilege and honor to welcome on the show Margaret Gardner. So good to see you, and thank you for spending time with us. How are you?
I'm so excited to be back in South Africa and really grateful that you are having me here today.
How amazing to meet you. We're going to get to a big announcement this morning, but way before that, I just want to catch up because I suspect that you're one of those names in South Africa. People think they know about you, but they don't know about you. Yeah. So what they may know, correct me if I'm wrong, is that Margaret Gardner is a legendary Miss South Africa, our first Miss Universe.
That's correct.
Yeah. And I think more than that, people don't actually, when I started reading, I was like, what?
Yeah.
You live in America, in Los Angeles, am I right?
I do. I live there. I've been there for about 20 odd years now, more.
Sure. 20 odd years in Los Angeles, and you've the Hollywood scene. I've seen pictures with you from Jennifer Aniston to Jason Momoa. So what people also wouldn't know is your involvement there, not just the fashion scene as a former pageant winner, but also your love for production. Am I right?
I've worked in front and behind the camera, but the moment you say Jason, I don't know if everybody knows, he usually trots around barefoot. Mm. So when you do an interview with him, he's this incredibly big guy with long hair. Yeah. He usually wears a hat and no shoes. So, you know, you get to meet these people who look Aquaman on the screen. And then when you talk to them, you've got these little discoveries that happen. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Okay, Jennifer Aniston, is she now?
Oh my goodness. I think somebody once described her as the smell of rising bread. She's soft, warm, and comforting. And she's also like every man I know is in love with her. She wears clothes like you want to go, ooh, I know this is naughty, but it's kind of like take off clothes, if you know what I mean.
In that whole scene, and we're going to get to the point in the big, the very big announcement this morning.
Yeah.
You've got stories to tell. You see a lot more behind the scenes, obviously, than the rest of us. As you said now, you would know that Jason Momoa rocks up barefoot to an interview. You see a lot of the good and quirky stuff, but obviously working in that environment, you also see a lot of the bad stuff.
It's sometimes heartbreaking because we'll see very young stars who become overnight sensations. And they don't have coping tools, or they come from a family that gets overwhelmed. And then you see them maybe 2 years later, and they shelter themselves. Amanda Bynes comes to mind.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Demi Lovato just brought out a documentary where she speaks to Drew Barrymore and Christina Ricci about being in the spotlight at a very young age. What it does to you, the trauma. Because, you know, people are constantly looking at you and trying to get something from you.
Yeah.
They have an image of you. They don't know you. And if you're tired and they want something from you and you say no, the adoration on a dime can turn.
Yeah.
And also, it's a very wild life. So your sense of normalcy gets pushed. So what you used to think was abnormal with your mum and dad, suddenly you've got people having sex in the corner, you've got them doing drugs right in front of you, and so your middle gets pushed a little bit to the side.
You grew up in Cape Town. Family, I think you have two sisters.
I do, two sisters.
So going from Cape Town, then you win a pageant, then you win a very big, well, Miss Universe. I think it was in Mexico at the time.
Yes.
That's life must change. And as you said, yeah, it must be a very big change because you were very young. I mean, you're not used to that scene. Then you get catapulted, thrown into where at the time did you go? Was it New York?
It was New York. Actually, I started before that. I was a 16-year-old schoolgirl.
Yes.
When Johnny Casablanca came to Africa. and I was introduced to him by Bernard Jourdan.
Okay.
And he invited me over to Paris to model. So my mom hadn't allowed me to use makeup. I had just started to use lip gloss and mascara. And I arrived in Paris. I couldn't speak the language. I didn't know anyone except Johnny Casablanca, who was not around. And they told my parents I would have a chaperone. And of course, I didn't. So from my first day, I was out there learning. But within 2 weeks, I booked my first cover. So it was a big adventure.
Also, 16 alone in Paris and booking your first cover in 2 weeks.
Yes, oh, it's
that's
lucky.
Incredible. Wow.
But also, doesn't the name Johnny Casablanca?
I know, it's wonderful.
What are we dealing here? I don't know the man, I'm sure he's lovely.
Johnny Casablanca.
Johnny Casablanca.
I just remember he's French as well.
No, madame. No.
It sounds like a storybook.
Yeah.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester, Jacaranda FM.